A World in Larger Freedom. Kofi Annan's Plan for the United Nations. As the United Nations celebrates its 60th anniversary, there is widespread consensus that the institution requires reform if it is to meet the challenges of the 21st century. As Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice remarked in an interview on April 15, 2005, there is no doubt that this is an organization that needs updating and reforming in order to be effective. The U.S. is a founding member of the United Nations. We shouldn't abandon it. We should make it a stronger instrument. Even before Dr. Rice took office, Secretary General Kofi Annan had made UN reform a key component of his administration. On March 21, 2005, Annan released a report entitled In Larger Freedom, in which he proposed groundbreaking recommendations as part of a comprehensive strategy to restructure and improve the United Nations. With a UN summit in New York City scheduled for this upcoming September, Annan's report is an obvious starting point for world leaders to engage in a new dialogue about what security means in the 21st century, how global issues such as terrorism, poverty, and disease must be dealt with, and the ways in which the UN can play an effective role in an era of global interdependence. Below are a few of the key components and likely topics for September's summit from Annan's In Larger Freedom. Millennium Development Goals. In 2000, the international community agreed to confront global poverty, hunger, disease, and other development concerns by laying out key pragmatic targets for 2015, known as the Millennium Development Goals. In his report, the Secretary General addressed Millennium Development Goals and emphasized that humanity will not enjoy development without security, or security without development. One of the key proposals put forth by In Larger Freedom is for member states to reach, by 2015, the 0.7% of gross national income they committed to help people lift themselves out of poverty. Warning systems for disasters. Annan also called for the establishment of a worldwide warning system for all natural hazards, building on existing national and regional capacity. As Ambassador Howard Baker, who led the U.S. delegation to the United Nations World Conference on Disaster Reduction, said in January 2005, "Never again should lives be lost because a global tsunami warning system doesn't exist. The United States is committed to do whatever it takes, in partnership with others, to expand and enhance the existing Pacific Ocean tsunami warning system into a global system, including the Indian Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and Caribbean Sea, to protect coasts and coastal areas from tsunami threats." Terrorism. In his report, the Secretary General pushes member states to agree on a clear definition of terrorism as any intentional attack on civilians and non-combatants by non-state actors for political purposes. This would be a major step for the UN, defying the notion of some member states that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. The U.S. played a prominent role in creating the Counterterrorism Committee at the UN. The committee has since become a leading promoter of collective action against international terrorism. Peacebuilding Commission. Another key proposal of In Larger Freedom is the establishment of a peacebuilding commission and a peacebuilding support office in the Secretariat. Currently, half the countries that emerge from conflict revert back to instability within 5 years. To combat this pattern, Annan proposes a permanent office that would identify states on the verge of collapse, provide assistance to prevent such collapses, and sustain the efforts of the international community in post-conflict peace-building operations. Annan states, "If we are going to prevent conflict, we must ensure that peace agreements are implemented and sustained in a sustainable manner." Democracy Fund. In his report, Kofi Annan acknowledged the importance of promoting democracy and urged the international community to welcome the creation of a democracy fund at the United Nations to provide funding and technical assistance to countries seeking to establish or strengthen their democracy. The fund, which was proposed by President Bush at the UN General Assembly on December 21, 2004, would allow a board of donors and democracies to support NGOs and other entities with their assistance to countries in transitional democracy. Human Rights Council. It is no secret that the current Commission on Human Rights is broken, allowing countries such as Libya and Sudan to cover up their own porous human rights records rather than promote better practices. Kofi Annan has proposed replacing this commission with a smaller Human Rights Council. Membership in the new council would require a two-thirds majority vote from the UN General Assembly and would be limited to states with credible human rights records. Security Council expansion. The report also puts forth two recommendations on how to make the Security Council more representative of the international community. Model A calls for 6 new permanent seats with no additional veto power, and 3 new 2-year non-permanent seats divided among major regional areas. Model B calls for no new permanent seats, but for a new category of 8 4-year renewable seats and 1 2-year non-permanent and non-renewable seat divided among major regional areas. It is important that world leaders not allow debate on this issue to stop them from tackling other reforms. Synopsis. With a consensus that the United Nations needs reform, Secretary General Annan has laid out a broad new vision and clear recommendations to make the international body a more accountable and effective 21st century institution. The Bush administration must treat in larger freedom as such, and not as an a la carte menu. Rather than cherry-picking specific proposals, the U.S. would be better served to use Annan's report as a strategic starting point for the UN reform agenda. By acknowledging the utility of a global deal that takes into account the needs of others, the U.S. will be better able to advance its objectives while reasserting the world community's common interests. This appeared in the Global Solutions Quarterly, Summer 2005, read by Anne Milholland.